Good evening, everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome to the Level 2 Session 6 of the Seating of the Divine. Well, we certainly are pleased to have you all back with us this evening. I know this kind of sounds like every couple of weeks, but, you know, as you know, our dear friends have asked us to double up here because they need to share a lot of information with us before the upcoming Crystal Conference, and they feel that we need these tools. So that's the reason for these extra sessions. Now, by the way, and I always like to give feedback, but the Archangels and Masters were very, very, very pleased with the results of our last session. So, you know, from time to time, please pat yourselves on the back and tell yourselves that you're really doing good, because you are. Just showing up and listening and sharing and living your life is just, it's just wonderful. And just so you know that they are very pleased as well. Now, tonight we'll start with a Course of Centering meditation from Archangel Gabriel, and then that will go follow that with a review of our last session. We will then move on to a channeling from the collective consciousness, and we'll end with an energy-guided meditation led by the Lords of Light. And again, as Joan just mentioned, due to the tremendous amount of material that we need to get covered, they will not have a question and answer session in their part of the program this evening. So, let's all take a big deep breath, and let's get started with our centering meditation from our dear friend, Archangel Gabriel.
Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Gabriel. I am honored to be with each and every one of you, not just in this particular session, but because we are all united in a collective consciousness that has purpose, and that purpose is for transformation and ascension of humanity and the earth. So to participate with you in this transformational period is a great honor. This evening, we archangels, the Lords of Light, and in particular, the triad of Metatron, Michael, and Melchizedek, will be emanating a very extensive, refined light frequency. And we do this because this light frequency not only comes through the realms, the creative realms of Source, through us, but through you. So we are mirroring to you that massive light energy that each one of you possesses. And we are here to stimulate that awareness within every cell of your body. So take a deep breath and be very conscious in this moment, realizing there is no time, no space that separates us in this moment. There is an emanation through the spirit of who we are as Source energy that is being formulated and transmitted in this very moment. Because we are unified in this collective consciousness in which we have agreed to create, begin to see that reflection of you as a brilliant emanation of undifferentiated creative light. Notice how brilliant your energy field shines. Notice there are no barriers within your unified field at this very moment. No restriction, just an emanation pure, brilliant, luminous light. We have said this to you often on many occasions, that you are light. Open your third eye and receive from us your reflection. Now, reflect it back to us. Because we are unified within this state of consciousness. Show us our light. As we gather in this unified emanation of source energy, become very conscious of who you are. Be very conscious in this moment. And let us begin our session.
Thank you, Gabriel. You know, as always, you get us started on the right track for the evening's work in just a wonderful way, in a very loving way. And I can't tell you how much the entire group really appreciates that. So, let's move on. On that part of our program is just a short review of the last session. You know, that session was conducted by the collective consciousness of the Lords of Light. In the forefront was a triadic emanation of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. This will continue to be our triadic collective consciousness that will help guide us in all of our sessions up to our conference gathering. They introduced us to a new format that will give us a firmer engagement with the Lords of Light, the Archangels, the Masters, and the Elohim. An interface with each will become much more fluid, where ideas are shared and expanded upon. There will be some trial and error, of course, and as we lay down the templates for this new type of expression. So be patient with yourselves as well as each other. They also explain how we are all anxious to have the fourth triad fully activated. But they also warn that this will be a gradual interaction. So please, you know, take your time. It'll be okay. And next they explain how the fourth triad provides an increase in the electrical charges which are present in the Ark of the Covenant. Now this stimulates and activates the magnetics of the entire unified field and affects the neurology of the brain. An increase in these electrical charges enables the brain and the neurological system to process the various frequencies and vibrations of the body. There is now stability in the electromagnetic field of the body, which is made possible by the six-dimensional template that we retrieved during our 2016 conference here in Arkansas. Without this stability, the holographic projections will be drawn through our third and fourth dimensional bodies and cause a fragmented energetic expression of them. It is only through a fifth dimensional situation that the above energy fields and these holographs can be received and stably used. Now, they also discuss the importance of the axonal lines as energetic connectors, which need to be anchored in the body and then extended from there to all realms that include all realms of form and non-form. There are electromagnetic fields operating within and around our body. The electromagnetic field is affected by individual and collective thoughts and emotions. So you can see why our thoughts and emotions have to be coherent and have at least a fifth dimensional state. Now, the activation of the fourth triad stimulates an active influence not only of your higher self, your higher mind, your personal oversoul, and your Christ oversoul, but the beginning stages of an activation of the Christed mind. This also stimulates a further activation and use of the xenon particles. Now, next, they address the concerns of several group members about memory loss. They state that there is a lot occurring at this time, so be gentle with yourselves. Many of you are having a problem finding the right words to express yourself fully. You see it clearly in the body, but have an issue verbalizing. As they stated, all this will right itself in the coming times, so don't get overexcited. You are in the middle of a massive process of changing your body and in all parts of yourself. There must be a recreation of the physical body and also of Earth itself. You are now in a massive reconstruction of form within the earthly realms into the fifth dimensional frequency range and multidimensional expressions. The extensive creations taking place have come to the juncture where human interaction is needed, basically form creating form. This can be accomplished with ease when creators in form, such as you, operate from a stable and coherent basis and use all of the resources that are now available. And again, that's kind of a short summary of what we experienced last week. Now, let's move on to our next section. We can do that by taking a deep breath and assisting Joan in bringing forth the triad of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. They will be sharing some additional information and then an energetic guided meditation. When the guided meditation and energy session is completed, our gathering for the evening will be closed. Thank you.
Greetings, beloveds. It is the triadic collective consciousness of Lord Metatron, Lord Michael, and Lord Melchizedek. We are delighted to be with you, united in this collective consciousness. And I ask that you each take a deep breath now and feel your unification with each and every member that are physical members of this collective, and also know that unified connection with we Lords of Light, all of the archangels, all of the angelic realm, the ascended masters, the Elohim. We are united in the vast source imaging. So as we speak to you this evening, don't see us as above you or beyond you. See us as old friends gathered together in this collective session. And feel it in your body. This becomes much more real to you because of the presence and the activation of that fourth triadic system, engaging your ninth, tenth, and 11th chakras into a much different state of functioning. We'd like to begin our session with you this evening and put some specific information and practices that you have learned a while ago in your MA teachings into a usable and energetic active state. Oftentimes, humans are not ready to receive the full active energetic state when certain concepts are given. They are given and planted within your consciousness. but the actual activation and usability comes a little later as you have had time to integrate and experience a progression of energy, of light frequencies. And so it is with a lot of things that were seeded in your consciousness during your association with the Mastering Alchemy teaching that we also facilitated for you. We begin this teaching with a review of the seed crystals that are located in your head region or in your Ajna center. There are three energetic seed crystals that lie in a triangular shape in the area of your third eye. There is a seed crystal above each of your physical eyes, just above the brow, and a third one that forms an apex of an equilateral triangle above, just above the third eye. These three seed crystals have remained dormant until specific vibrations could be activated within your unified field and within your physical body. The vibrations of the fourth triad greatly affected the usability of the seed crystals, as well as the Ark of the Covenant, and your ability to create Zeon particles. The tenth chakra holds the Christed Oversoul and the Christed Mind and interfaces with your mental body through your thoughts that are created from a merged state of your higher self and your Oversoul. This was not possible until the descension of the eighth chakra into the body. The eighth chakra contains a functioning Oversoul. The Oversoul is specific to you as that individual expression of the divine image. It is part of your soul expression from the wisdom of all the incarnations that you have ever experienced. With the descent of that eighth chakra and the presence of that Oversoul, the Oversoul was able to reside in the physical body in an expanded and energetically refined unified field. The fourth triad and the Ark of the Covenant greatly affect the functioning of the etheric crystals. The stable and consistent electrical charges that emanate from the fourth triad engage the body's consciousness and lift it to a more refined level. This is important because when the body is still operating at that third, fourth dimensional level, it doesn't have the refinement that is needed. So the engagement of that fourth triad and the electrical charges altered and refined the state of the physical body's consciousness. The frequencies of undifferentiated light begin to alter the body's vibratory level, and the specific sound currents of light and color are brought forth. The three seed crystals begin to vibrate in resonance with particular sounds that emanate from specific colors coming from that undifferentiated light. These sound currents alter the function of the second triad. The entire second triad now begins to hum in a coherent resonance with the sound currents produced by the undifferentiated light that resides in the 11th chakra, the third eye, pineal and medulla oblongata vibration consistently increases as it is consciously used and the undifferentiated light is applied, using the compression mechanism to differentiate it by creating a liquid light, a nectar light, or a laser-like projection of light to assist the physical human form to resonate in the fifth dimension. The etheric seed crystals continue to stimulate a constant and coherent sound current. The current is stimulated by the electromagnetic charges that emanate from the fourth triad and affect the Ark of the Covenant. A precise field of electromagnetic charges are always present in these seed crystals. The field creates an electromagnetic environment that continually supports a flow of electrical charges to keep the seed crystals producing sound currents. This changes the function and vibration of the entire neurology of the body. The brain then can process complex thought that comes from holographs and holographic projections very rapidly. Huge blocks of memory codes that have been kept in the causal body become available because a fourth seed crystal has been activated. It resides above the right ear and is often called the recorder cell because this seed crystal holds every thought and action that your soul has chosen for every life experience that the soul had in an incarnation in a bodily form. That's the individual expression of you as the divine image. Massive amounts of creative knowledge are gained as the second and third triads function in an elevated vibratory state. Proper functioning of the seed crystals is an important part of transforming the human form into a light vehicle. It is important for you to recognize that the seed crystals are stimulated by the sound that emanates from the indigo color codes. The indigo color codes emanate from the undifferentiated light source. These codes are electrical in nature. So you can see how the electrical charges that are now available through the fourth triad and the Ark of the Covenant are important events that had to take place in the last few weeks of your time. The indigo color codes have always been present in your sixth chakra, but in a dormant state, very much like the undifferentiated light that resided in the 11th chakra, but is now available to you because you have the not only the consciousness, but a different vibrational frequency within your body and your unified field that you created. Information about the indigo color codes was given to you in 2015. Many of you have called upon these codes repeatedly over the last 2 years of your time without fully understanding the significance of what you were calling into your energetic field. So we are here to tell you that from the level and wisdom of your soul, you knew this specific color code was very important to you. And even though it wasn't fully understood or wasn't fully usable, you continued to call it forth in your awareness and in your energy field. This speaks volumes of you and the wisdom that you hold. Recognize that. When you called these color codes, into your energetic field, you did so to amplify your ability to use the second triad and the upper chakras, as well as create Zeon particles. For the most part, the indigo color codes have been put aside because of the lack of full understanding of how they create more refined vibrations in the body and assist you in creating a complete and stable Ark of the Covenant. There was no specific direction in their usability in the creative process until now. Now you are ready. Now you have created the field that will accept and absorb these massive color codes. The total absorption of the indigo color codes was unavailable because the fourth triad and also the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that you retrieved from the time locks had not been retrieved yet. The Ark of the Covenant was not emanating a full charged electrical field. Now this has been accomplished. You are ready to use and understand more fully the indigo color codes. The indigo color codes are immense sound frequencies that are held within the indigo color vibration. They are electrical in nature, facilitate the creation of a more refined electromagnetic field around and within the body. The indigo color codes expand the second triad, which we have said, and this second triad is your creative center that creates form within form. The indigo color code expands the pineal flame into a brilliant indigo color. And this color carries with it a very specific, refined sound expression. The vibration is consistent with the Christed oversoul and the Christed mind. This is you as spirit occupying a body and reflecting your Christed and divine image. The medulla oblongata is also expanded by this sound, color, coding, and impacts the Ark of the Covenant so that it is more functional and creates the necessary electrical charges. Because of the merged state between the flame in the Sacred Heart and the flame in the pineal, the indigo color codes are easily transmitted and unified within the flame and the heart. This alone increases the functioning of the Sacred Heart, making Christ consciousness present in your creations. In the presence of these codes, you are always aware of the existence of the Holy Spirit Shekinah and the consciousness of yourself as a Holy Spirit. Because the indigo sound vibrations and color codes are now seated in the Sacred Heart, your ability to know yourself as the divine image is constantly present. It's no longer elusive. There is a constant flow of that consciousness within you. The luminous white star tetrahedron vibrates and an even greater frequency range, reflecting your Christed creations back to Source. As Source reflects to you individually, you also reflect back to Source your Christed image and form. How beautiful. The indigo color codes are composed of three merged color codes. First is the blue color code, which is associated with the emotional body. And you have used this code very successfully for a long time. So it is functioning wholly and completely and helps you tremendously keep your emotional body in a more expressive, divine way. It helps you create the emotional body that is operating in a refined state. The second one is the golden Christed coding that relates to the yellow thought frequencies that have been transformed into operating as the Christed mind. So thoughts that are thought are in the frequency range of the Christed mind. How expansive is that? The indigo color sound codes are immense. This is the third layer of this massive color codes. They are immense, and the function is in a very refined frequency range. The merging of the color codes takes place in the flame of the heart. A good visual for you at this time would be one of gazing into a physical flame, whether it be a candle flame or from some other source. Sometimes when you gaze into that flame, you will see that there is this golden yellow flame. And in the center is almost a luminous white. And on the outline edges, there are blues and purples. So there's a blending of these colors in a flame. Begin to see these three color codes interacting along with the luminous white of undifferentiated light of source, which is represented in the unified state of the Sacred Heart by the luminous white star tetrahedron. These color codes come together in the flame in the heart and in the flame in the pineal, and they represent the undifferentiated light, but yet also represent the undifferentiated light from source as it descends through the chakra system into the body, where it becomes differentiated according to the applications that you make with it and the intention of the individual who is in an embodiment. The humming produced by the indigo color codes and the seed crystals are not recognized by the human ear because of the distraction it could cause in daily life as the process begins to take place. Some of you will feel it, will feel the sound current through your non-physical senses. Some will occasionally feel a slight vibration through their clairvoyant channels. This happens only when quiet attention is placed in the region of the head. There must be a quiet, neutral space, no thought, for you to use your non-physical senses proficiently. Some will pick up these slight nuances of these very refined vibrations. And as you become accustomed to that vibration of the seed crystals and the indigo blue color coding, it becomes very much a part of your energy system, and you become accustomed to it. And you will then eventually, either by feeling it or knowing that the humming is occurring, that the seed crystals are humming continually in that sound frequency. What is important is that you are consistently placing your attention to this massive electromagnetic field that is being created in the Ark of the Covenant to stimulate the usability of the third and the second triads. With these activations, your ability as creators increase dramatically. Notice how you can create light frequencies and vibrations within your body now. Before this activation, light had to be drawn from the 11th chakra or source energy. the further functioning of the seed crystals and the effects that they have on the cells of the body help the body to consistently and coherently hold these electrical magnetic charges that are emanating from the seed crystal sound vibration. As this occurs, the body begins to shift into a more refined frequency range of the fifth dimension. The body then doesn't find it so difficult to receive the finer elevated light emanations that are produced in meditative states or prolonged immersions of soul-spirit consciousness within the body. The body is slowly coming into a resonance pattern with the light that is being created in the body. The body then begins to emanate a higher vibration. There is no longer a great variance between more refined states of consciousness that produce higher frequency ranges and the body's vibratory state. It's becoming a unified expression of you as spirit. Now let us return our attention to the Ark of the Covenant and the creation of the Zeon particles. Because the fourth triad has been somewhat activated and is functioning coherently, it amplifies the electrical charges that come from the center. You are able to create the Zeon particles easily and also precisely because the further activations and presence of the Oversoul, the Christed Oversoul, and the Christed Mind in the body and energetics of the unified field. Your 14 chakra system functions in a more coherent and unified state. This is important for you to notice often, consistently. Feel the vibratory sensations in your body and in your unified field. This takes your attention as well as the use of your non-physical senses that you are beginning to develop. Ze particles are light particles that come from undifferentiated light and the creative mind of Source. You then create the On particle as you receive the stimuli from the electrical charges coming from the Ark of the Covenant. With your Oversoul, your Christed Oversoul, and your Christed Mind intact and functioning, you create On particles that reflect your divine image as a creator in form. The On particles are created through your transformed mental-emotional body that is now functioning through a refined Christed Mind. So it is the merging of the Ze particle with the On particle that you create that produces a Zeon particle in its unified state. The mental emotional body has constantly been impacted by the electrical charges coming from the fourth triad and the Ark of the Covenant. Your mental emotional body also is now receiving electrical codes from the functioning of the indigo color coding and an amplified open sacred heart. All of these activations are necessary in order to create a Zeon particle of fully charged light. Your mental emotional body must be in resonance and coherency with your Christed mind and your Christed Oversoul. Zeon particles are designed to replicate Source creative thought as it is used to manifest in perfection. You replicate this manifestation through your divine individual creation of a Zeon particle. You cannot create an operational Zeon particle if any of the energetic pieces that we have just mentioned to you are missing. Your body, mind, and spirit must be functioning at its optimal light frequency and vibration as a Christed being. These energetics are still new in your consciousness, so do not expect to be able to create and manifest consistently with these Zeon particles. A full integration of these massive templates takes time and constant application. There will be times when you have created a coherent energy within all levels of yourself and will know success in creating a Zeon particle or particles that you see manifest in your reality. You'll see it and know it. You will have to develop your unified field a little further in order to create the consistency that you want. Don't judge in this process. Just continually place your attention there. Just as it took time for you to be able to apply some of the retrieved light templates from the timeline, so it is with these vast energetics that we are now giving to you for your transformation and ascension. We see that you are beginning to realize what we meant when we told you many years ago that you were a vast and complex Christed being. You are so much more than you thought you were then. As you continue to create under our guidance, you will see so much more of who you are. We suggest that you take time daily to not only review, but also apply the various light codes, sound vibrations, as well as receive the immense electrical charges that emanate from the fourth triad, the Ark of the Covenant, and the seed crystals. View the energetic state of your mental emotional body daily. Notice how and in what state it is functioning. Here again, it's important to stay out of judgment. This will not help you. It will only create obstacles. So now, take a deep breath and get centered in your sacred heart. Be very present in this moment. And we will begin our closing meditation. Rest for just a moment. You just received a huge energetic download of concepts and divine energies, more than you have ever received in any one session prior to this one. But you are capable, much more capable now than you were 2 or 3 years ago. So even though it was a huge amount that was given, you are quite capable of receiving. Focus your attention on the fourth triad. Bring your attention to the ninth chakra. Notice the unity that you feel with we Lords of Light, the Archangels, and the Ascended Masters. Notice how you and we are unified and emanate a refined frequency of light as a unit. In this unified state, notice your 10th chakra. See how your Christed oversoul and your Christed mind is already engaged in that spinning vortex of chakra energy. you know it and can feel the conscious presence within your body. As that chakra spins and spins, creating a higher vibration and a faster rotation. Now move your attention to the 11th chakra. See the brilliance of the undifferentiated light, the source. How powerful and creative. Notice the white light within this chakra and the spinning and spinning in a very refined field of light. All is calm, but that yet there is an active electrical energy that is available in this energy field. There are no boundaries or limits in this vast space. It is a pure creative field that is very, very electric, and it spins and it spins in this unified configuration of the 9th, 10th, and 11th chakras, creating a vortex of triadic energy. As you direct your attention to the Ark of the Covenant, notice how the creative energy in the 11th chakra begins to create the electrical charges that light up an energetic halo dome around the upper body. This energy creates an activation of the third and then the second triads. Massive electrical charges are emanating within the field of these three triads, and also around the field of the physical body. The yellow-gold halo that is formed intensifies in its color and vibration as it resonates the Christed Oversoul and the Christ Mind that is vibrating in the 10th chakra. The vibration that is created in this energetic state is so brilliant and refined, there are no words to describe it, or the feeling that you are now experiencing. Your mental, emotional body is fully engaged with this energy field of undifferentiated light, sound, and color. You begin to notice a humming sound within this immense field of activity. It seems to be coming from the second triad, but yet also from inside the physical head region. See how the seed crystals are lit up and pulsating, vibrating, and humming. Be aware of the magnificent indigo color and sound codes that seem to be everywhere in the body now. But especially, they are vibrant in the heart and through all of the triads. The halo projection of the Ark of the Covenant is pulsating from the electrical charges that are flowing through it and through your physical body at this time. These charges are not uncomfortable, but are welcomed in the light and vibrations that are being created. Your heart is overflowing with love as you gaze upon your divine Christed image that is present in the flame in the pineal, and the flame in your sacred heart. You are not overwhelmed in any way. You are satisfied with your true image and are grateful for the return of your complete and functioning spirit in a body. In this environment, there are no distracting thoughts. All thoughts are coherent and resonant with your Christed energy that is present. All is calm, yet there is a fertile creative environment that is present. In this space, you have an opportunity to create the Zeon particles that are needed. You are capable of replicating source creative thought and transforming your body into light. Rest in this imaging, beloveds. Rest in this environment. Begin to know it intimately as your divine image. As you continually familiarize yourself with these states of being, soon all will That will be all that is needed to direct your attention to this field and breathe. It will instantly activate, and you will be immediately creating a massive field of light. The light that you are. we have created this massive energetic field together as a coherent collective consciousness. Each and every one of you contributing to this energy. Contributing as the individual divine expression and also as the collective consciousness. In the coming days, allow yourself to revisit what we have created together. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.